SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Poor weather temporarily hampered aerial rescue operations in Nepal as the search for thousands of missing people in areas devastated by catastrophic flash floods along the border with China entered its fourth day. Correspondent Victoria Milko reports from a busy military aid relief site in the center of Nepal's search and rescue efforts.
We're at one of the military aid relief sites that's been set up as a makeshift place for people to come. We're seeing helicopters coming and going, delivering aid, sometimes bringing people that they find in the search and rescue efforts. You see military officials everywhere right now. There's people that have rappel gear as if they're going to go into the field on the next helicopter. We have people waiting outside the perimeter, looking at lists to see if their family members' names on there for the lost or rescued.
Jury deliberations are set to resume Monday in the Lindsey Clancy trial. This is SRN News.
That Clancy used in an attempt to take her own life and bags of pill bottles during Friday's deliberations. Jurors must decide if Clancy is criminally responsible for killing her three children. Reddington says he can't predict the outcome.
No, I have no idea. They work hard. It's been a long trial, and I have faith in the jury system.
He also says it does not surprise him that the jury went home and was not sequestered.
No, it takes them away from their family. They have lives, too.
Jury deliberations are expected to resume Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An AP investigation says a prominent sports medicine provider is accused by the DEA of operating a massive illegal prescribing scheme. More details, SRNnews.com.